Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
And with the sport now, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, Rachel, the big guns certainly coming to the fore at the World Cup. The two quarterfinals we know for definite now, Argentina versus the Netherlands, England versus France. England made it through to the quarterfinals after they cruised to a 3-0 win over Senegal after a slow start. But goals from Jordan Henderson, Harry Kane and Bukayo Saka have them through to meet France next Saturday. And as we heard from England midfielder Phil Foden, confidence is high in their camp.
Yeah, it feels great. I was on a massive up at the moment. We're obviously going to celebrate tonight, and then tomorrow it's back to work now, because we know the next opponent is very frightening on the day, so we're going to have to be on our best to beat them.
It was very apparent in that first half that you felt that when it clicked, a goal would come, but were you getting a little bit frustrated at one point?
Definitely, they made it a frustrating game at times. They went man to man, but not only just that, they was very physical and quick. So, you know, it took a bit of time to get into the game for all of us and find out where the spaces are. You know, as time passed, we tired them around by knocking it around the back, and then we started to open up spaces and found Harry more, which started to hurt him.
There's been so much talk about the young guns, if you will, yourself, Jude Bellingham. There's an oldest fella there, just slightly older, in Jordan Henderson. Tell me about the part that he played, not only with the goal this evening, but overall tonight for England.
He's massive, you know. When someone's not doing something right on the pitch, he's quick to tell you off, and I don't mind. Like, no, you need someone like that on the pitch who's a leader and a captain, and he's definitely got that in his locker. So, you know, it's a pleasure to play on the field with him, because, you know, he ups your game and everyone else around you. So he's a really important player for us.
And you've alluded to it already. France await in the quarterfinals. Kylian Mbappe, everything that goes with that. How do you feel about the challenge that lies ahead?
Yeah, we all want to play in the biggest games, and there's no better game than playing France. So, you know, if we're on form and on our best game, we can create chances and score. So we're looking forward to it, and one that's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, that's Phil Foden there. Now, his England teammate, Raheem Sterling, has left Qatar and headed home to London after armed intruders broke into his house while his family were there on Saturday. Meanwhile, France are through, as you've heard. They beat Poland 3-1. Very comfortable win for them. Olivier Giroud got the opening goal. Kylian Mbappe added two more before Robert Lewandowski pulled a late penalty goal back for Poland. Giroud's goal means he's now the all-time highest scorer for France, moving ahead of Thierry Henry. Mbappe, meanwhile, the leading scorer in the tournament with 5 goals, but he says he only has eyes on the big prize.
The only objective for me is to win the World Cup. Now to win the next game, quarterfinal, is the most important thing. And that's what I dream. The only thing I dream is this. It's for that I came here. I came to win this World Cup. I didn't came here to win the Golden Ball, the Golden Boot. See, if I win it, of course, I'm going to be happy. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to win, and I'm here to help the French national team.
Yeah, they're going to be strong contenders. So we have 3 sides from Europe, 1 from South America through. Today, 2 Asian sides are bidding for a place in the quarterfinals. Japan play Croatia at 3 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock, South Korea take on Brazil. And Neymar is fit to play for Brazil after missing the last 2 games with injury. Well, in horse racing, we heard earlier in the programme from Gordon Elliott after the big story at Ferry House yesterday, when Honeysuckle was beaten for the first time in 17 races, which he came home in 3rd place behind Tiupu in the Hatton's Grace Hurdle. Classical Dream was 2nd. The winner returned at a price of 20-1, trained by Gordon Elliott, with Jack Kennedy in the saddle. Even the winning owner, Brian Atchison, was embarrassed. He said he felt bad about beating Honeysuckle, that he kind of wanted Honeysuckle to win, but if Honeysuckle wasn't going to win, then he wanted their horse to win. Gordon Elliott and Kennedy also had grade 1 success with Mighty Potter at 3-1 in the Drinmore Chase. And the other grade 1 race on the card, the Royal Bond Hurdle, was won by the 11-2 chance Marine National, trained by Barry Connell and ridden by Mikey O'Sullivan. In Gaelic Games, mixed fortune for the footballers and hurlers of Kilmacud Crokes in the AIB Leinster Club Finals at Croke Park. It was a hell of an achievement, you have to say, for the club to get to both finals played at the same time. I know they're a big club, but it was a fantastic achievement. The hurling team fought back from 14 points down. They looked dead and buried against Ballyhale Shamrocks, but they pulled it right back before Ballyhale finished stronger to win by 222 to 219. That's four Leinster titles in a row now for Ballyhale, but despite that, their star forward TJ Reid seemed very downbeat afterwards.
We're in no mood to celebrate after that second half performance, and that's the standards we bring, you know. We just don't know what happened. I know they came at them, fair play to Crokes for coming back at us, but looking at ourselves, we're off the mark. They're told in the second half, and as I said, you know, just I know we won. It's a title on the badge and four in a row, whatnot, but I'm just bitterly disappointed.
Says a lot about his winning mentality. The Kilmacud footballers fared better than the hurlers. They beat the Downs of Westmeath by 112 to 8 points. Shane Walsh scored 6 points in the first half where Kilmacud took control.
It was tough conditions, to be honest. I said we'd seen the hurling beforehand, just how tough it was, and I suppose it gave us a good platform to kind of build our warm-up on. But yeah, I think, look, the good start kind of settled us, and from the word go, and probably that experience afterwards, then just to control the game, when to push the buttons and when to hold back and maybe control the pace of the game. So yeah, look, we had a good lead going into half time, and but that was a credit to everyone that worked really hard, and it was the same in the second half. And look, in fairness to Downs, they came back into it in the second half, and just lucky enough, I suppose, we had enough to sit on.
Meanwhile, Mount Cullen are the Connacht champions for the first time after a 7-point win over Turlestrand of Sligo in the decider Pearse Stadium. After edging the first half, Mount Cullen pulled away after the restart, with captain Desi Keneally scoring 4 frees, and they went on to win by 13 points to 6. The Mount Cullen manager is Don Kinnellan.
It's great. It's been a hard road. It's been a long year, but it's great to finally get over the line. We probably missed out in 2020 having a cut at, you know, the Connacht Championship, and it's just great to have had a cut. It's been a tough 3 games, and just to see it out today was great.
Meanwhile, in the Ulster hurling final, Dunloy overcame Shlocneil by 212 to 16 points. Conal Cunning led the way for the winners with 7 points as they won the title for the first time since 2009. Dunloy manager Gregory O'Kane was extra pleased to see their younger players blossom.
Super day, and probably, you know, the 50-50s where this game is going to be won. Like, everybody knows the physicality Shlocneil bring to the table, and today we're fit to match it. But like, as I said, like, in 2019, Shlocneil beat us, but like, we finished that game with something like 8 under-21s. 2 of them were still under-21 the following year, so left in 20. So that's a third of your team. So you don't get that physicality, you know what I mean, that in games. And then today, that 19-year-old, sure, he's 24, and he's, you know, he's developing, he's a better athlete, and, you know, more game experience. So like, that was the difference too. This team needs to grow and needs to learn, and today maybe we did that.
In golf, Victor Hovland won the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. The Norwegian finished on 16 under par. Shane Lowry closed on 5 over. And finally for now in hockey, no joy for the Irish men's hockey team. They lost 4-3 to the host South Africa in the final of the Nations Cup. The Irish goals coming from Shane O'Donoghue, who scored twice, and John McKee.
Des, thank you. 8:43. We're back live at the Constitution Room at the Shelburne Hotel next.